Well, the 2012 Paralympic Games finally drew to an end on Sunday. The Australian team walked away with an impressive total of 85 medals that placed them fifth on the world stage. Much of the media reporting on the Paralympic Games has focused on the inspiring performances of these elite athletes. But how do their performances translate at a grassroots level? Many Paralympians and journalists alike suggest the inspiring performances at the Paralympics result in a trickle-down effect that motivate the general public to participate in sporting activities. But some academics argue the trickle-down effect is a myth that justifies focus on elite athletes over a broader process of grassroots participation in sport. Reporter Edwina Hart spoke to Professor Simon Darcy.
The trickle-down effect is a classic economic term that basically says that if you invest in an area, not only will the direct area of investment gain from it, but there'll be a series of trickle-downs to other levels. The way that it works in sport is that if we invest copious amounts of money into elite athletes, that their success will inspire the rest of us to become active participants in sport and recreation.
Does this elite performance of Paralympians encourage and increase grassroots sporting participation?
Well, there's no evidence to show that at all, but the work that has been done on the Olympics, for example, has shown that over a 10-year period, that argument can't be sustained for Olympic sports at all.
Does the assertions of the trickle-down effect justify the funding of elite sport?
The Australian Paralympic Committee and their talent identification program, it's very successful. It shows that when they go out into the regions across Australia, identify people who have the attributes to be good sports people, brings Paralympic success. So for the individuals involved, it's terrific. But for those people that aren't selected, and remember we're talking the majority of people that turn up to these selection days, probably around the 90-95% level, they then go back to their communities with a sense of, inverted commas, failure.
Speaking from personal experience having a disability yourself, do you feel that there isn't enough opportunity for you to get involved in sports at a community level?
It's a very good question, and I could simply answer yes. And what we're finding in our research is very similar to my own experience. I would have had to have travelled to Mount Druitt from the Northern Beaches area to compete. So, my personal experience reflects the experiences of lots of people with where they live, where they want to participate, and whether there are the inclusive practices and the skilled personnel to assist in those experiences.
There's an emphasis on elite development over the grassroots disability sport. Is this reflected in both funding and general participation numbers?
Something like 80% of Commonwealth funding for disability sport is targeted at Paralympic sports in the Australian Paralympic Committee.
Right, so there's a big divide in how much money goes into the elite versus the community level.
With all sport, the predominance of Commonwealth funding is elite.
Some Paralympians say the inspiration provided by elite sporting achievement benefits the general community. What do you have to say to this?
Yeah, certainly, for some individuals that watch the Paralympics, they will eventually end up as Paralympians themselves. But the vast majority of the sporting public are never going to be Olympians, and they're never going to be Paralympians. And the question at a policy level that needs to be addressed is whether it's whether the whole purpose of sport policy is to have a very highly trained elite group of people that win medals, or whether it's better to have a moderate level of participation across the whole population so that everybody gets the benefits for sport, both psychosocially and of course, very importantly, physiologically. We know people who participate on a regular basis can be healthier and happier individuals.
Professor Simon Darcy talking there with The Wire's Edwina Hart.